Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So, just about myself, I work for the last 15, 16 years in Pakistan, but for the last 1 year, I am working in Newfoundland, Labrador, in Canada, and if anybody is sitting here, so that can easily imagine about the completely environment in Pakistan and in Newfoundland, Labrador. So this picture is basically the Grenfell campus. So the Grenfell Memorial University of Newfoundland and Labrador has started the new agriculture program in 2013. So this is the basically picture of that campus. About the topic, actually, okay. So, in Pakistan, actually, there is a winter wheat. That's and the optimum plant population, optimum seeding time is November, third week of November. So, why I selected, the reason being in the Pakistan, there are two cropping systems. One is the rice wheat and the other is the cotton wheat. So both the crops for the farmer's point of view is very economically highly valuable, because when the generally the rice varieties, those are the fine rice varieties. And the cotton, that's very, you know, high economic value, and the Pakistan is, I think, the fifth or the fourth cotton producer. But as far as the wheat, the yield is low due to many factors, but the big one cause is that is the late seeding. Due to both crops, those are not actually the high value, but the economic value is high. As far as the rice and the cotton, and both are in the both the cropping systems. So in this case, generally, with the rise in temperature in the harvesting time, so generally the wheat crop is harvested in the April. So sometimes there is sudden rise in temperature. Sometimes it is a short span of time, and sometimes it is the some long duration, but in the field experiments it is difficult to know about the temperature, but to control it's very difficult. But generally there are some review that shows us with the heat stress and sudden rise in temperature in the April, there are some chlorophyll damage and the ultrastructure, and also there are some chlorophyll reduction. But the optimum mean temperature for the wheat grain filling, that is around 2025. I will jump just to the objectives. So the objectives in this experiment was which stage when we apply the silicone application, that was the what was the most appropriate stage for the silicone application, and what is the most responsive stage, and how it impact the water relations and antioxidants, and finally the yield. So in this experiment, basically, when generally there is any sort of stress, whether it is the drought stress or the heat stress or salinity stress or whatever, any stress upon exposure to stresses, so generally, there is a generation of ROC, reactive oxygen, ROS, reactive oxygen species. Those are the singlet oxygen, the hydroxyl are the different. So these reactive oxygen species, basically, they cause the oxidative damage to the cells, and they cause the damage to the membranes. And in the crop plants, there are naturally defense system, that is the antioxidants defense system, both in the enzymatic and the non-enzymatic. So those basically enzyme antioxidants they quench all those reactive oxygen species and stabilize those ones. So in this experiment, I have different other experiments in which we applied the exogenous application of the thiourea, glycine betaine, and the polyamines, just to test that what is the impact on the different on the stresses, whether they help in stabilizing at the cellular level and how they respond to different applications. But here we use the silicon. So in the initial experiments, we optimize the silicon sources and the level or the rate of the silicon. So in two different greenhouse experiments, we use the three sources of the silicate and the three different rates. And eventually, and after observing these different parameters, there's the shoot length and the different other parameters, we finally reach to the conclusion that the optimum source for the silicon is the calcium silicate, and the optimum source in both the cases, whether it was the soil applied or the foliage applied, in both the cases that was the 100 milligram per liter or 100 milligram per kg in both the cases. And on the basis of these initial experiments, which proved that these parameters, where these were having the maximum values that were chosen, and on the basis of those, in the two other field experiments were conducted on the basis of these results. So these were the treatments for the 2 years field trial. So the sowing days were 10 November, 10 December, and 10 January. And just for your information, the optimum sowing time or the seeding time in Pakistan, that is the third week of November. So that's why we chose these three seeding dates. And the wheat cultivars, Faisalabad 2008, this variety is early seeding varieties, and whereas the second variety, that is the late seeding variety. And again, in the third factor, we applied the silicon at tilling and booting and at the heading stage, because generally in the heading stage or after enthesis, there's the due to sudden heat stress. And I will show you in the next slide, in the month of the April, the temperature moves up to sometime 35 Celsius, or and usually it is higher than 30 Celsius. So when there is the temperature more than 30 Celsius, so normally there is sterility in the floret or the pollens. So due to not having the pollens viability, the pollination is affected, and eventually the seed size and the number of seeds and 1,000 grain wheat is also affected, and eventually they affect the overall productivity. So we conducted both experiment. In one experiment, the silicon was applied, that was mixed in the soil, and the other is that is applied in the foliar application. But I will present the data that is with the foliar application. So this is the summary of the meteorological. So you can see here in both the years, in 2011 and 2012, in the month of April, you can see the temperature in both the cases, that is the higher than the 30 Celsius. So when the temperature will be higher, so that definitely affect the overall the pollination and the pollen viability. But in this experiment, we didn't investigate those ones, but generally we see, the antioxidants and the chlorophyll contents and the water relation we studied in this experiment, so that will tell us some story of this experiment. So in all these parameters, actually, the seeding date and the silicon applications, they are having the significant results, whereas in the seeding date and the varieties and the silicon application, they have the interaction is non-significant. So here we can see the water relations parameters. You can see here in both the in the November 10th, which is the most appropriate seeding date, we can see here the water potential. So Just if you don't know, for the water potential in case of the field capacity, that is 0.033 megapascal, and whereas the wilting point, that is the minus 1.5 megapascal. So just to remember that one. So in case of you can see the water potential, and the water potential of pure water is zero. So when there is more, you know, we add the solutes and more salts, then the water potential will be lower, and that's why it is the minus megapascal in all the cases. So here, when we apply you can see here in case of the pentanol sealing rate, and in case of the control, you can see in all the three sealing rates, if you see the control, the water potential is, you know, becoming lower if we move on to the late sealing rates. But when we apply the application of this silicon at the heading stage, you can see that has the impact even in the 10th numbers changing data and all those. So this is the 2011, and the bottom level is 2012. So almost the pattern is the same, but the point which we want to make it, that in, if you just compare with the control treatment with the other group, with all of the other one and the seeding rates, so in all the seeding rates they have significant impact. But if you see the individual treatments, again you will see where we apply the at the heading stage, that has significantly improved the water potential. So in case of, you can see on this side the relative water content, so sorry, that's the water potential, this is relative water content. So in case of the relative water contents, so you can see the application of the silicon at all three different stages have significant impact, but individual treatments you can see again at the significant effect on the heading stage. So that is the in case of this the relative water content and the water potential. So similar story in case of the osmotic potential. Again, it is the value of the negative and the thermal potential that we also have. So in case of the osmotic potential, again there is significant difference in three different sealing rates, and in the individual treatments, again that's having the significant impact in the lowering the osmotic water potential at the heading stage.
Sorry.
So there is significant impact in the seeding rate as well as in the different application stages in the osmotic potential as well as in the water potential. So as far as the chlorophyll contents and the total soluble proteins, so again here the seeding rates and the silicone application have the significant impact, whereas in the seeding rate and the variety, and they have the non-significant effect. In case of the chlorophyll, you can see in the first seeding rate, so first we compare the three seeding rates, so they have all significant impact on the significantly influence the seeding rates, and in the chlorophyll contents with the application of these three at these three stages, they have in the individual treatments, the application of the silicon, they improve the chlorophyll contents, and that's a similar case in case of the chlorophyll A and the chlorophyll B. So in case of the total chlorophyll and the soluble protein, total soluble proteins, so we know when the there will be more heat stress due to osmotic adjustment at cellular level, there are more soluble proteins at cellular level, so eventually that will help in osmotic adjustment. So in the seeding rates we can see there are more total soluble proteins in the late seeding rates, but if we compare the individual treatments, we have very significant impact in the when the silicon application was at heading stage. So it means when we apply the silicone application at 100 milliliter per liter, so that gives a sort of more heat tolerance in case of the late seeding and then the individual treatments.
We're going to need to, it's time. You're going to have to, a summary statement or two and then we're done.
Okay. So this is the most significant part of this experiment. So due to having the antioxidant activity, that basically stabilize the cellular membrane and also induce some heat tolerance against the late seeding and even with the short period and a long period of time. So due to this SODs and the catalase, these have been improved with the application of the silicon in all these three stages, but at the heading stage, that have much more impact.
Okay, great.